This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sean Bellent here as a Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Semifinal game is ready to tip off here as we have Nokomis and Pena. A little Route 16 battle. Should be interesting because I'm right in the heart. I'm in the Terry Toe corner over here, and I'm right in the heart of the Nokomis rooting section, and it's standing room only, so it should be interesting. You're going to feel like you're in the stands here tonight. Always a great battle when you get the folks over at Pena and Nokomis together out here, and what a great matchup this should be. Well, I'll tell you what, Pena, they jump from football to basketball. They haven't missed a beat. And, you know, Nokomis, even when they don't have those dominating win-loss records, they still play the Nokomis brand of basketball. The Kimbrough DNA remains in the blueprints. We'll be back with the opening tip after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. WSMI, 3-2-1. And now we're at center court, ready to tip this off. Out there for Nokomis, 22, Nolan Himes up to center court. My apologies. 22, Devin Peoples for Pena. 34 for Nokomis, Jake Johnson. So got that out of the way. And the tip is won by the Panthers and Pena. Pena coming out in their home whites, and they'll go right to work. Schoonover, Brendan Schoonover is in the right corner. They'll kick it around to Kyle Kuhn. Up top, here's a shot. Nope, Colin Schmitz backs off. He was looking for a three-pointer. Now they'll move it over to Schoonover. Boy, great defense here, and Nokomis sure moves. Three-point attempt from the right corner. In and out for Devin Peoples. Rebound pulled down by the Redskins. Running to show the Redskins in those black jerseys. Moving it around the left side. Cooper Bertolino. They'll move it up top for Jake Johnson. Right side, cycling the ball nicely. Bertolino gets it back. And they'll take their time set up and make the most of this first possession. Elijah Allman. We'll dump it back to Johnson. 1 minute and 15 seconds into this one. No score here at Litchfield High. And Nokomis just being cautious out there. Cooper Bertolino dumping it to Johnson. They haven't even given a hint of a shot. Now you move it over to Elijah Allman. And Allman, a takeaway by Payne. This is what they do so well. Up court pass, a beauty. And that will go into the hands of Schoonover, and the guy is money in the transition game. Pena on top, 2-0, 6-10 to play here in the first quarter. Now Nokomis on the move. Allman, they kick it around the right side. They'll work it over, and the shot denied. Here, they get the ball up court to Devin Peoples. And Cooper Bertolino isn't going to stand for that, but he commits a foul from behind, a takedown, and that will send Drew Hackler to the line for Pena. That will be actually Peoples. Peoples will go to the line. Peoples hits the first. Pena extends the lead to 3-0. Thought I saw Hackler headed to the line, but it is indeed Peoples. And Hackler looks on, and he'll collect a second free throw. He has a small roll as Peoples hits 2 of 2, and it's 4-0. So Nokomis looking to get on the board here. 5:35 to go in the first. Here's Allman. Here's a shot from 16. Puts it up and in. 4-2. Nokomis on the board of 5:20 going to first. Here's an errant pass. Peebles trying to get it across to Kyle Kuhn. It goes offline and out of bounds. And a turnover by Pena. So can they capitalize on the mistake and take the lead or tie it up? Again, Nokomis taking their time. Allman. They move it over the left side. Back up top to Ryan Eisenbarth. And contact underneath. Looks like this foul will go against the Pena Panthers. It will be the first for Devin Peebles, his first team first. Inbounds pass and a shot by Jake Johnson off the mark. And we have some contact as Pena brings it up court. Looks like Hackler was fouled on his own half of the court, so needless to say, a non-shooting foul. And Pena will take it up court again. Here's Schoonover. As sure a ball handler as you'll find. Here's an all alone. Oh, great defense there. All alone was Kyle Kuhn. And you talk about that Nokomis effort. Jake Johnson comes out of nowhere. They get the block. And guess what? Deja vu all over again. Johnson gets into the blocks, gets into the paint, makes another block. But the folks in stripes say there was a little bit of contact. So Johnson will incur a foul, his second. And that will send Kuhn to the line. Shot up the first free throw off the front of the iron. Checking in for Nokomis, Reese Lohman into the game. 4-2, Pena. Here's the second free throw up off the back of the iron. Rebound hauled down by Eisenbarth. And Nokomis on the move. Here's Almond. Now moving around top of the key. Here's contact. And Ryan Eisenbarth sold it well. Couple of bruises on the backside for that one. Pays the price. Team basketball. And another foul will be called on Pena. This time, Brendan Schoonover, the senior transition game specialist. He's there trying to cause another turnover. Again, Nokomis knows they're taking on a bunch of ball hawks here tonight out of Christian County. Here we go, left side. Great crowd here tonight. Omni working to the right side for Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth into the paint. And a pass for Lohman. Lohman can't find a handle, but was it touched by a Pena Panther? We'll find out in a moment. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. You're listening to the semifinals of the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. Halfway through the first, 4-2, and the Panthers on top. You're listening to high school basketball on W321. We're back at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. And Nokomis will go back to work. The Redskins working the south end. Here's a shot from 18. Won't fall for Eisenbarth. And Pena will scoop up the rebound. 4-2. And let me tell you, both teams are bringing it right now. Here's a pass for Schoonover. Goes wide. But apparently touched by Nokomis. Pena able to maintain the basketball. Peebles pass going wide of Schoonover. So Pena with a sloppy possession here and there. You don't see that very often. 3:20 to go, still 4-2 Pena. Here's a broken up pass taken away by Nokomis. Here's a shot blocked. Blocked by Ethan Hicks. Cooper Bertolino breaking up the pass. And here are the McComas going for the inbounds pass. Shot and a miss. Here's a block. A block by Colin Schmitz. End of the game, the senior. They will say out of bounds on Pena. So here's McComas back to work. A shot just inside the arc of miss. Rebound pulled in by the big man, the big rig, Ryan Eisenbarth, a 6'3 junior center. And he's fouled. Foul will go against Pena's Drew Hackler, his first. Three team fouls apiece right now. 2:57 to go on the big man Eisenbarth. He's up to the stripe. First one up and out. Both teams having a tough time from the line here tonight. Great crowd here tonight. Second one rolls in and out. Nice battle underneath as Kyle Kuhn and Elijah Allman fought for that rebound. Last touch by Allman, and it will be Pena basketball as they'll move it up court. They'll move, get a pass up to Hackler. Hackler underneath the hoop, puts it up and in off the glass. 6-2, Pena lead. Comas back to work, 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Bertolino. Up top for Allman. Shot and a miss, but a foul. And the Redskin rooting section approves. Now, you're saying you hyped up that Redskin rooting section. Well, let me tell you, you'll hear from them in a big way before the night is out. Both teams, kind of like a car this time of year, kind of getting warmed up in the winter. So up to the line is Allman. Allman puts it up and in to the approval of the Redskin crew here. Two fouls. Now the foul called on Drew Hackler, his second. Fourth for Pena. And a second one up and in. That's a rare species. Two free throws tonight. 6-4. Pena on top. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Sean Belent with you. Flying solo. Here's a shot from three. This one from Peebles, no good. Rebound pulled down. They'll kick it out to Schmitz. His three-pointer won't fall. And the defensive board taken over by McComas. They'll try to work it inside. The pass broken up, but it still winds up in the hands of Reese Lohman. And a 6'2 sophomore center cashes in. And, folks, we have ourselves a brand-new ball game. We're tied at 6. Bringing it up court into the game, Max Lynch contact out there. And they will call a foul on Cooper Bertolino, his second. Both teams have 4 fouls apiece. Here's Lynch. Lynch dribbling right side. Tries to push it inside to Hackler. Hackler triple teamed. That McComas defense swarming. And Hackler will lose the basketball dealing with that. Defense looked like a bunch of angry bees around honey. 1:20 to go in the first. The poor McComas faithful, the kids are hearing outdated references. Here's a breakup and another steal. Nobody does it better than Schoonover, but he can't finish off. Shot won't fall. Cut through two defenders, but wouldn't fall. But Schmitz comes in as a trailer, gets a rebound, gets the bucket. Pena back on top, 8-6. 1 minute to go in the first. This is a battle. Both teams want it, my friends. Here come the Redskins, left side, and Lohman. They'll work it up top to Allman. as they're looking for the last shot. Almond works it in. Take that back. Eisenbarth with a shot. Pull-up jumper from 12 won't fall. And a savage battle for the rebound between Bertolino. And Hackler. Hackler called for the foul. Five team fouls now for Pena. 29 seconds to go. Lacomas back to work. Looking for the last shot, but showing they will take an open shot if they get it. Down to 15 seconds. Working at the point is Almond. Kind of like the Auctioneer family ready to wheel deal and looking for bids. Here's a pass broken up by Lynch. Painter tries to push it up court. Schoon over. And he'll kick it over to Colin Schmidt. Schmitz can't connect from the baseline at the buzzer. Boy, we've got a good one cooking here in the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. One quarter in the books in this semifinal. And right now, Paint on top. 8-6. You're listening to high school basketball on 106.1 WSMI. All right, folks, it's anybody's game. Start of the second quarter. Of course, it's anybody's game at the start of the second quarter, unless if it's the 1992 Olympics and the Dream Team's out there. We are underway. Pena will open up on offense first. Here's Lynch. Lynch almost gets a double dribble. They will kick it back out to Schmitz. Right side, Hackler. Left side, Peebles. And here's Lynch. Puts up a head fake now. Puts up a three. Off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound. Schoonover comes up with it. Under the hoop. And the shot goes beneath the iron. Rebound hauled down by Nokomis. Doing a great job right now on the defensive boards. Again, patient. Almond nearly lost there after he passed it to Nolan Himes. Now a takeaway by Payne. That's what they do so well. They work it up court under the basket to Schmitz, and he's rejected. I believe that pushback came from Lohman. 7:11 to go still. Payne of basketball. Here's a pass up top to Schoonover. Over to Hackler working the top of the key now. Right side for Max Lynch. They'll push it under to Hackler. Hackler blocked by Bertolino. Now the takeaway. Authority from Lohman there saying, I'm the sheriff, I'm the law in these parts. He takes the basketball, rips it down with authority, and Nokomis has another chance to tie or take the lead. Here's a shot from 17, and sinking it there is Elijah Almond. Sold to the man in black. 8-all, 6:22 to go in the second. Peebles to Hackler as Payne is back to work. Peebles puts up a tray. 21-footer, no. Rebound, Schoonover all alone. Blocked again! Lohman's on fire! Lohman's like a no-fly zone, an anti-aircraft gun. Not a welcoming force when it comes to Pena trying to work down low. Now, Nokomis with a chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Here we go with Almond. They'll work it left side. A bucket by Reese Lohman. Call the fire department. This man is combustible. Reese Lohman, the 6'2 sophomore, playing like a senior and a half. They don't have fifth-year seniors in high school basketball, but he's playing like it. Here's a three-point attempt by Lynch for Pena. Off the back of the iron. They are cold from three-point territory. And Nokomis, again, taking the lead, 10-8. And they're looking to pile on a little bit here. They've been patient all night long. 5-10 here in the second. And Jake Johnson loses the handle. Taken by Pena. And then a little bit of bumper cars. And that will be the first foul on Max Lynch. That's foul number six for the Panthers. Bertolino will push it inbounds for the Redskins. He'll get it over to Allman. One a bid. Oh, sold. I can't get the auctioneer thing out of my head. I'm so blown away by those folks, what they do. Eisenbarth up top. Working back to Allman. Now right side. They'll get it into the hands of Lohman. Bertolino now running the show. The floor general working right side. He kicks it right side over to Eisenbarth. Left side, Bertolino. Eisenbarth tries to move back door. Eisenbarth instead will kick it over to Lohman. He's hotter than Louisiana hot sauce right now. Gets the bucket. It's 12-8. Paint on top halfway through the third. Now, trying to push it up court, Max Lynch. Knifes through defenders, but it's not a Leonard Skinner song. They're not giving you three steps. Called for the travel. And a break in the action. 12-8, Nokomis on top. More second quarter action after this. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. We're back at Litchfield High School. Right now, if my stats are correct, we've got Nokomis on a 6-0 run. As they have taken a four-point lead. Here's an errant pass. You can't do this. And it's taken by Schoonover. Schoonover misses a lay-in. Uncharacteristic. Ball's loose and scrambling, hustling for it is Bertolino. And he can't keep it in bounds. Pena will keep the basketball, 3:45 to go. They are missing the gimme shots. This is uncharacteristic. A little bit of the Nokomis defense comes into play. A little bit of tough luck. And some of the shots perhaps a little rushed. There's Schoonover. He's a slump buster. They'll move it to Peebles. He has been quiet here tonight. Schoonover left side. They try to push it inside to Hackler. Give and go, and Schoonover can't connect. Beautifully executed give and go, but he doesn't get the roll. And Nokomis on the run again, 3:15. Well, not really on the run so much tonight, but they're quick and burst. Here's a pass, Eisenbarth to Bertolino. A little offline, and boy, it's vicious down there, the fight. I'm not talking about, you know, a scrum or rugby. I just mean hustle and people giving everything to get that basketball. We have a timeout on the floor. We'll take one as well. You're tuned to high school basketball. 12-8 your score, Nokomis over Pena, right here on WSMI. Welcome back to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational Semifinals. Pena with the basketball and a four-point deficit with 3 minutes to go here in the half. And they will work it up, get it to Schoonover. Schoonover quickly double-teamed. He hesitates, waits for Lohman to pass, and gets the bucket, a much-needed bucket for Schoonover. We have a 12-10 game. Nokomis still on top. Here's Allman, left side for Bertolino. They'll work it over to Lohman. And a takeaway. And they'll get it up to Schoonover for the bucket. A nice dish there by Hackler. We're tied at 12 on the transition bucket. That's what they do. They wake up and you're in trouble. Here's another thing. You got to take care of that basketball. You got to have crisp passes. A pass intended for Lohman goes offline. And they don't like what they see on the Nokomis side. So a timeout, 2:06 to go, tied at a dozen. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. We're back at the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. And you think, of all things, I wore a Chicago Bears shirt next to the Nokomis rooting section. Of course, anyone who knows the Bears knows they're orange and blue. Here we go, a shot from three by Schmitz. I might be in trouble before this night's over. Shot and a miss. And Nokomis will bring it back up court as they're doing great right now on those defensive boards. Just want to say the shirt was picked at random. Here's a pass inside, broken up momentarily by Pena. Eisenbarth with those strong hands gets it. Shot and a miss. And then guess who sweeps in and takes care of business? That's right, the bucket by Reese Lohman. 14-12, Nokomis back on top. 1:15 to go. Here's a drive by Schmitz and another block by Lohman. Man, he's got the wingspan. He is trouble tonight. You look at the arms, they extend below the hips. You know, he was born to be a shot blocker. 55 seconds to go. I am not such a person. Here's a pass inside to Bertolino. Bertolino doesn't get fully squared up. Doesn't put enough oomph on the ball, and Pena will get the rebound and take it down court. Here's Peebles, a near takeaway. He manages to get it back to Hackler. Now Peebles taking on three defenders, and he's like the guy going to the big city at the wrong time of night. He gets hammered. Peebles ahead to the line after he was fouled by Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth's first of the night. Five team fouls now for the Redskins. 29.4. Peebles can tie it up from the line. Gets the first. Make it a one-point game. Here comes number two. Will it be 14-0? We'll find out in a moment. Peebles brings it skyward up. And out, another defensive board collected by the Redskins. What a great first half this has been. 20 seconds, and Nokomis looking to pad their one-point lead. 13 seconds. They'll work the right side back up top to Almond. There's that rooting section. 5 seconds to go. Almond makes his move, puts up an 18-footer. Off the glass, no. And we have wrapped up one half of play. And this, my friends, is satisfying basketball. They're working for every bucket. It's hard to outwork anybody on the floor tonight. It's impressive. 14-13, we will bring you second half action as the Pena Panthers trail by a point. 14-13, Nokomis on top. This is a Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. I think it's a game the late, great Rick McGraw would be proud to have. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to High School Basketball on WSMI. We are back at Litchfield High School. Nokomis will open up an offense first. A pass up court going to Almond. Almond, a shot from three-point territory. No good. Rebound pulled down by Pena. Now, first up, slowing things down has slowed that paint a transition game a little bit, but ferocious defense on both sides. And I will be interested to see if Pena can kind of warm up shooting-wise. They're not seeing that happen so far as Schoonover puts up a three and won't fall. Now Peebles tries to drive baseline, and in his path, the big rig Eisenbarth saying, uh-uh. But Eisenbarth collects a foul, so Peebles has the last laugh as he'll head to the line. Second foul for Eisenbarth. Peebles with a chance to put Pena back on top, but it's been one of those nights for the Panthers. He misses the first. A chance to tie it up for the first time in a while here with 7:22 to go in the third. It's up. Off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound. A little game of Plinko like on the Price is Right. And it goes into the hands of Bertolino, and Nokomis is on the move. Bertolino floats it up sky high, and a block by Peebles. And a second shot up the rebound. The ball goes wild, taken by Almond. Almond's 17-footer won't fall. Rebound called down by Hackler, who wants a foul. He pushes it up court. It goes out of bounds. Still paint a basketball. 1 minute in. Schmitz, top of the key. Again, if you're just joining us, Pena in their white home jerseys, the home team here tonight. Nokomis in those black jerseys. They want a travel call, but a turnover nonetheless as Nokomis tries to capitalize. They'll push it up to Almond. Almond calls the winning bid, gets the bucket. Transition score for the Redskins, and it's 16-13. 6:25 to go. Here's Peebles, works the baseline, shot and a miss. Rebound pulled down by Schoonover, gets loose. Moves it over to Hackler, and Hackler fouled underneath. Drew Hackler will head to the line. That is foul number three on Jake Johnson, the senior. 6'2 forward. Not approved by the red and black faithful here. Hackler to the line, hits the first. Textbook on the money, 16-14. Reese Lohman checks back in. Here's Peebles trying, or Hackler trying to make it a one-point game. And this shot offline. Ball bounces around and taken down by Bertolino. Nokomis up by two as we hit the six-minute mark of the third. Bertolino left side for Almond. Almond will work it over to Lohman. Lohman well guarded by Peebles, right corner. Bertolino back up top, Eisenbarth. Lohman left side. Eisenbarth with those arms a-waving, saying, I'm wide open. They'll work it over to the freshman, Ian Keller. And a pass for Bertolino, just a little offline. And they will say it is Pena basketball. Getting it in. Pena working it up court. Here's Schoonover up top. Schmitz will put up a 14-footer. Shot no good, but contact as a foul will go against Nokomis. That will be the second team foul. That is the first foul on freshman Ian Keller. Up to the line, Schmitz. First one up and in. You know what they say about winning ugly? That wasn't, it struggled to get through the mesh, but it did just that. Second free throw up and in. We're tied again at 16 all, 5:18 to go in the third. Nokomis back to work as Hoffman will work at the Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth well guarded by Hackler. Again, Nokomis being picky and choosy about their passes and their shots all through this game. Eisenbarth not rushing anything, not taking those inopportune shots. Here's a pass to Almond, who cuts over to the free throw line, hits it from the left corner of the line. Boom! And Nokomis back on top, 18-16. Peebles for Pena, left corner. Back up top for Schmitz. Peebles thinks shot. They'll work it right side instead. Here's a shot from three-point territory. Booyah! That one in for Kyle Kuhn. And Pena on top for the first time in ages at 19-18. 4:05 to go. Here's Eisenbarth. Drives a Pena shot and a miss. Wild Karam gets a rebound. Kicks it back out to Bertolino. Bertolino to Eisenbarth. They'll reset on the left baseline. Almond. Standing on the Litchfield Panther logo. Different colored panther, but I'm sure there's some comfort with the same species mascot and name, for that matter. 3:35 to go. Here's a shot, a pull-up jumper. It struggles, but it falls in for Almond. And Nokomis back on top, 20-19. 3:20 to go. We have a heavyweight bout here tonight, ladies and gents. Here's a shot inside the paint, and that won't drop for Hackler. But they get the second opportunity, get the rebound, get the bucket. It's 21-20 as they're just passing the lead back and forth. 3 minutes to go in the third. Eisenbarth works to Almond. Almond's feeling it right now. He goes underneath, doesn't like what he sees, kicks it back to Eisenbarth. Up top to Lohman. Lohman's cooled off just a little bit after a sensational first half. Here's a jumper from Almond, a 17-footer with a defender in his face. No good. Painter coming the other way, and boy, do they move quick. We have contact, and that will go against Nokomis. That will send Schmitz to the line. Fourth foul for the Redskins. That will be foul number three on Bertolino. Timeout on the floor, 2:28 to go. And the Paina Panthers on top, 21-20. Back after this. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. We're back at Litchfield High. The gym's wearing purple, no one else is. On one side, it's all about the orange and blue, and it's all about the red and black, or red, black, and white, if you will, here. On the west side of the gym, fittingly, the Paina crowd is on the east side of the gym. So the foul on Bertolino, his third, will send Schmitz to the line. Paina with a chance to extend their lead. Schmitz, perfect form. Nicely arched shot through the mesh. And it's a two-point Paina lead with 2:28 to go. Now he'll try to dump in the trailer. This one rims in and out. So this is a three shot. So it's, you know, kind of tough to see. He was in three-point territory. This crowd is standing. They're not sitting for this one. So it was indeed a three-shot foul. Schmitz will go for thirds. Misses the second and third. A break there for the Redskins. And hauling it in, Almond getting the rebound. Here's a pass. Bertolino can't find a handle. And Paina takes advantage. Both teams with some uncharacteristic turnovers. Schmitz takes away the basketball. Really an unforced turnover there. Down to 2 minutes. Paina trying to add. Make this a two-possession game. They work it around nicely. Schmitz, right side, Peebles. Peebles takes on two defenders, knifes through into the paint, and gets the bucket. He's starting to feel it. Four-point lead for the Panthers, 24-20. Almond up top for Nokomis. As the Redskins are looking to catch fire again. Lohman now up top. Tries to work it in. Errant pass. And Peebles gets a hold of it. Pushes it off of Bertolino. The passing not as crisp as they'd like on the Nokomis side here. 1:30. And Paina, you don't want to open the door for the Panthers to go on a big run. Here's Schmitz. Moves it right side. Over to Kuhn. Kuhn to Schoonover. Schoonover pretty quiet for Brendan Schoonover. Peebles. Schoonover. Makes a nice move back door. Gets a basketball. The shot won't fall, but he draws another foul. Even when the shots don't drop for Schoonover, he still makes things happen, and he heads to the line with 1 minute to go. Speaking of making things happen, He made foul number four happen for Jake Johnson. Five team fouls, so Johnson will check out. Lane violation by the Panthers. Schoonover missing nonetheless, but that takes away a chance for a rebound. Or do we have a foul? No, we do have a foul, it appears. That will go on Peebles. His second. Here's Almond. Pivots around the defender. Pivots around Schoonover. Breaks the slump. Gets a nice bucket in the paint. It's 26-22. Down to 40 seconds in the third. Here's a pass left side as Painter moves up court. Schoonover blocks. Who do you think did that? Huh? That would be one Reese Lohman. Still paint a basketball, 33.7 to go. Now we're going to inbounds a scrum as the inbounds pass gets away. And a tie up there. You got to love the fight in the freshman, Ian Keller, as he goes in there with Peebles. The arrow will go in favor of the Panthers, though, with 30.1. And Kuhn will dump it in. Everyone well covered. Nokomis puts pressure, fielded on the other side of the timeline by Schoonover, down to 20 seconds. Schmitz. And the Panthers will call a timeout with 13.2 to go. We'll take a break as well, hit the pause button, and bring you the final seconds of this exciting third quarter. Paint on top, 26-22. You're listening to high school basketball. It's always great right here in Terry Tote's Corner on WSMI. Folks, we're back in Litchfield for this Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. If you're just joining us, you've caught a good one. Panthers on top by four, looking to get one more bucket before we reach the fourth quarter. Here's a shot, right baseline, won't fall. Pure desire and a rebound, a shot, and a miss by Hackler. And the third quarter is history. 26-22. Who moves on in this Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational? We'll find out in 8 minutes in basketball terms. Quarter number four on the way. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Welcome back to Litchfield High School, the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational. All good things must come to an end, but this one isn't over. We have the rest of this game and one more big game to go, in particular, that title game. Who makes it? Who makes the cut? Nokomis will open up on offense. Here's Almond to Bertolino. Bertolino, a three-pointer offline. Rebound taken down by the Panthers. Nokomis cooling off from the floor right now. Here's Peebles left side with a 22-footer. Buries the three-point bomb. And I believe that's the biggest lead of the night for the Panthers. 29-22. Peebles, I'll tell you what, he looked like he sat in the refrigerator in the first half, but he's caught fire here in the second. And they always remember how you finish. Here's Lohman, hounded. The paint of defense is relentless, and we got a scrum, folks. No call there. No call. It got personal down there between Hackler and Eisenbarth. Here's Keller. Keller comes in with a takeaway, and we have a timeout. 6:52 to go, a break in the action, 29-22. Pena with a seven-point edge. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Here we go, folks. Final 6:52. Pena slowly but surely has started to play their game, impose their will a little bit. You know, and that was a monster shot there by Peebles. Peebles just hitting that college three-pointer, not quite NBA distance, but in that zip code. our neighborhood, let's say. Nokomis with a key possession here. They got to find their way. They've been a little frustrated. They work it in to Johnson. Johnson with those four fouls gets a turnaround jumper for two. A statement bucket. It's 29-24. And Nokomis ratcheting up the defense right now. 6:25 to go. Pena right side driving the baseline. Peebles too far. Rebound taken down by Pena. Shot off the side of the register. Reverse Savage fight for the rebound. Kuhn comes up with it again. And shot and a miss, and I believe Kuhn was fouled. That foul will be the first on Lohman. Team foul number six, Lohman will check out. Willie Keller came back in. There's a little, one of the officials is focused on a fan and his movements. Here's inbounds pass to Peebles. Kuhn with the rebound on the miss. Gets a rebound, misses the shot. Peebles gets a wild carom, and Peebles hits again in the paint. 31-24-5-55. Johnson works it into Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth waits for Schoon over to pass. Eisenbarth fouled from behind. I believe that will go on Kyle Kuhn. Eisenbarth. That's a second on Kuhn. And if you're Nokomis, you have got to take the freebies. You got to hit this one. First free throw up and in. Those twinkly fingers from the Nokomis faithful getting the job done. A six-point ball game. Another key free toss here for Eisenbarth. Perfect form, up and in. 31-26, 5:45 to go. Here's Peebles, the hot hand right now for the Panthers. He tries to work it inside to Schoonover. Pass too hot to handle. Schoonover gets tangled up with Keller. And I believe they're going to call a foul on Schoonover. Schoonover called for the push is second. Third team foul for Pena. Peebles will check out. And Max Lynch back in for Pena. Inbounds pass to Eisenbarth. Over to Almond. Almond across the timeline. 5.5 minutes to go. Almond with room to work in the right corner. Working on off of a screen from Johnson. He'll try to work it into Johnson. Johnson fouled, and I believe that's going to be Schoonover. Schoonover making contact from behind. And Peebles will check back in. Here we go. Inbounds pass to Johnson, too far. Big fight for the rebound. Pena comes up with it. Schmitz back into the game. Here's Lynch. Take away by Almond, but Lynch gets it back. Hackler into the paint. Two defenders. Here's a shot from 17. Pull-up jumper won't fall. Rebound taken down by the freshman Keller. The Comas on the move. Here's Almond. One-on-one. And the layup won't fall as he goes up against Hackler. Hackler stands his ground. Stay-at-home defense. A tussle for the basketball. Jump ball called. Arrow in favor of the Panthers. 4:53. 5-point lead. Kuhn back in there. Schmitz checks out for the moment for Pena. Couple of key possessions here. Schoonover through three defenders. jewel of a pass to Hackler. He gets a bucket. It's 33-26. The speed of Pena on display there. Here's Eisenbarth. 4.5 minutes to go. Almond well guarded by Kuhn. Top of the key. We'll work at the Johnson with those four fouls. Almond with space. Puts up a three-pointer in and out. I believe the basketball last touch by Eisenbarth. It will be Pena basketball with 4:17 to go. And they have a chance to go up by double digits. Timeout on the floor. 4:17 to play. 33-26 Pena on top. You're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. All right, now it's getting personal. One of the Pena cheerleader fella does his little somersault tumble thing and then waves goodbye to Nokomis. It's kind of like Terrell Owens dancing on a star at Texas Stadium. You don't want to feed the beast. Let the guys on the court take care of it, fella. Pena back to work. Nokomis needs a stop here. Here's Lynch. Lynch puts up a pull-up jumper, won't fall. Rebound, Eisenbarth. And he gets hit from behind. I believe that's going to be Schoonover. Now, the last time I thought Schoonover had a foul, it was on Lynch, and history has repeated itself. That is foul number three on Lynch. Foul number five on the Panthers. Key possession here. Halfway through the third, 4 minutes to go. Almond right side to Bertolino. To Keller. Contact between Lynch and Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth, like an Oscar winner, just kind of adds a little emphasis, a little exclamation point to his fall and gets the call. And that will be foul number four on Mr. Lynch. They'll take a break to talk it over. Timeout on the floor. 3:51 to go, 33-26. Monster possession for the Redskins when we return. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. I can't emphasize enough how important this possession will be for the Nokomis Redskins. There's plenty of time, but the Nokomis offense has cooled a little bit here in the second half, and at times they haven't done a great job of taking care of the basketball. And they really were not the typical Pena forced errors and turnovers that we're accustomed to. So here's Bertolino trying to get an inbounds, desperate. Eisenbarth comes up with it before the five-second call. Eisenbarth looking to kick it back out. He'll get it to Almond. And I think the Redskins know how important this possession is. Almond at the line, trying to shake Kuhn. Eisenbarth, top of the key. Just inside the arc to Keller, left side. Almond back again, guarded by Kuhn. Tries to make a move on Kuhn, puts up a shot, no. The ball bounces around, and I believe it was last touched by Peebles. And as you can tell, the Nokomis faithful like the call. Still Nokomis basketball. Precious time off the clock, though, now down to 3:19. Almond. They'd like a big bucket here. Johnson. One foul away from leaving the game. Almond takes on the wide open territory like a cowboy on the range. Moves to the bucket, and he's fouled by Kuhn. Seven team fouls now on the Panthers. And they will say the foul was on Hackler, his third. 3:05, Almond. Money! Gets the first, 33-27. Let's go for seconds. I think we all want a good basketball game, right? Second one up and in, 33-28. Couple of clutch free shots there. And we have a five-point ball game. Baina wants to get in the dagger business, though. Down to 250. And they're not going to rush to get that ball to the hoop. Working the corners here. Here's Schoonover. Think shot. Backs off. Circles the globe like Magellan up to the top of the key. Now Kuhn with it at the top of the key. That work right side back to Schoonover. 30 seconds off the clock now, down to 230. And I think we'll see the fouls soon enough. Schoonover at midcourt. 220 to go. Schoonover works it over to Kuhn. They work it into the right corner. Back to Schoonover, down to 210. Ball broken up. Schoonover gets it back, though. And they get the body on Schoonover, and a foul will go against the Redskins. I believe that's going to be Eisenbarth on the push. That will be Keller's second, 17 fouls apiece. Here's Schoonover. First one rolls around the rim and falls. 6-point edge for Paina, 2:07 to go, 34-28. And a second won't fall. Rebound, though, by Peebles. And I believe we have a foul or a lane violation. I didn't catch it in the corner there. And it is indeed a foul. And it will go against Peebles. His third, he fouled Eisenbarth. Eisenbarth heads to the line. That's key, folks. Eisenbarth hit two in his last trip. Makes it three in a row. 34-29. The big rig gets another big free throw. It could make this a two-possession game. Oh, in and out, rebound. Taken down by Hackler with 2 minutes to go. Schoonover to Hackler. The defensive pressure from Nokomis is intense right now, as you would expect. Looks like we have contact with Bertolino and the ball handler. 34-29, 1:50 to go. And that will send Hackler, the ball carrier, to the line. Or the ball handler. He's not a running back, at least not here. Hackler will get a pair. First up and in, 35-29. Hackler with a chance to take that lead back to 7. He connects, 36-29, 1:50 to go. And another timeout. We'll take a break as well. The final 1:47 here from Litchfield High School. Coming up, you're listening to the Rick McGraw Memorial Invitational on WSMI. Back to action here. Inbounds pass to Eisenbarth. He's hit hard. Hit hard by Hackler. Hackler will commit foul number 4. Eisenbarth back to the line. 1:36 to play. And a 7-point deficit for Nokomis. Little floor maintenance right now. Right now it's pretty clear Nokomis is going to have to work magic out there. Payne is going to have to go cold from the line, and they have to give Payne a little bit of their own medicine with a transition bucket or two. Here's Eisenbarth, hits the first. I don't think I had to tell you that, did I? 36-30. Freak toss number 2 sails through. 36-31. One turnover. Here's Hackler over to Schoonover. One turnover could change things. Schoonover, though, flies down court. Gets it to Peebles. Peebles can't find the handle. Peebles, I thought, had a carry. The Nokomis fans are upset. Peebles gets a bucket. That is huge. 38-31. Peebles left his feet. I thought he came back down, and so did the fans in Nokomis. A major break for the Panthers as Peebles gets another bucket. The guy can do no wrong. We'll keep it here. Let you hear this crowd a little bit. That is a tough break for the Redskins. I think it was clearly a turnover. These things happen. This isn't the SEC. Of course, officials don't typically have press conferences anyway. And that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Probably get busy telling old stories by the time we're done. 1:23 to go. And what can you say? Nokomis with a huge, huge possession here. Not to repeat myself, but they get more and more important. That's a tough road to hoe down by 7 against this Pena team. You know, with some skilled shooters. They've had struggles at times tonight with that free throw line. They've gotten untracked a little bit here, though, in the second half. Here's Allman down to 110. Left side, Bertolino. Pass for Johnson goes wide, but Allman alertly corrals it. Eisenbarth dumps it back to Allman. Got to get some shots off. Down to the one-minute mark. Allman will work it over to Keller. They work it inside. Johnson, turnaround jumper. And we have contact with 58.2 seconds. And Johnson with those four fouls sticking in there, staying in this ball game. That's a challenge. Playing tough defense and going for those rebounds without getting kicked out of the game. He's done a great job here tonight. Johnson, first three for off the front of the iron. Has a unique style, just pushes up, kind of has this hydraulic-looking approach to when he pushes up, hits the second. 38-32, a couple of trays separating these clubs. Here's Schoonover in some contact, I believe. Keller will be called for the foul. But I'll wait for the official to make it official. And indeed, it's Keller, it's third. 54.7 to go. Schoonover, not the guy you want at the line. He proved why there. Hits the first. 39-32. Lucky number 13 if you're a Panther fan. Hits the second. Like he could do it in his sleep. 40-32. Pena, Allman, right blocks, shot, goes in, fouled, has a chance for the conventional three-point play. Clutch play there from Allman. Allman will head to the line. 10 team fouls for Pena, 9 for Nokomis. Almond's free throw off the front of the iron. Pulled down by Hackler. Tough blow as we're down to 40 seconds. Peebles right side. Schoonover a miss. Rebound Peebles. Peebles down to 35. Pass for Kuhn and contact before the pass. We'll take a break here at Litchfield High School. 40-34. Paint on top. 33.8 seconds to play. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, they play it on a court, and the Nokomis fans treat it like a courtroom. Every time we get back from a timeout, they say, all rise. So we have a presiding judge here in this Nokomis fan section. And they all do it in unison. So we are back to action. And a quick foul off the draw. I'm not sure a full second came off the clock. Down to 32.9, about 9-tenths of a second. Well done. Schmitz fouled there. And he'll hit the first. Allman called for his first foul of the night. 41-34. Schmitz looks to dump another in. This one falls off of the side of the rim. Rebound Eisenbarth. Down to 27 seconds. Allman a three-pointer. No. Rebound Johnson. Johnson gets the bucket. Once again, five-point ball game, 41-36, 22.7 to go. Once again, we'll keep it here. In the first half, Painter was just a little off. You know, the team that seems to specialize in tournament play, a little slow after the car left the garage. But they've been playing paint of basketball here in the second half. Still not putting on a big transition show, if you will, but hit some big shots. Peebles has gotten hot. Now you'd like a turnover here if you're a Nokomis fan. Here's Kuhn. Schoonover goes out like a wide receiver. Like he's doing a wide receiver route. He gets fouled. You obviously want the ball in the hands of Schoonover. 21.3 seconds to go. And that is the end of the night for Cooper Bertolino. Foul number five. Checking in now for Nokomis, Nolan Himes. Believe he saw a few moments early, but scoon over to the line, hits the first. Puts a nail in the coffin. And he misses the second. Eisenbarth uncontested for the rebound. 42-36, six-point game. Allman off-balance shot from 17, won't fall. Eisenbarth fights for the rebound, gets a turnaround jumper, and he takes some punishment from the hardwood. 42-38, let me tell you, Nokomis still alive. That EKG line has not gone flat. Four-point edge for the Panthers, 11.5 seconds to go. Final moments of this one after this. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Every half second is precious, 11.5 seconds to go, and Kuhn will push it inbounds. Going for the long pass, goes short, and we'll get Schmitz. They want the walk, but was the walk induced by contact from behind? The officials say it was indeed induced. So Schmitz will head to the line with 9.9. Missed a free throw here. Missed both free throws. And Nokomis can make a game of this if they can get it down court. Schmitz hits the first. 43-38. Second free throw on the way. He connects. Six-point ball game. 44-38. Here's Allman. He gets it over in the right corner. Shot and a miss with 2 seconds to go. Schoonover will hold it. 44-38, a great effort by the Redskins. But Pena plays Pena basketball. There's a reason they lost one game, and you almost call it an exhibition because of COVID and coming off of football, that opener. And tonight, Pena wins again. Just playing Panther basketball, but what a thriller here at Litchfield High School. Back to recap it after this. You're listening to high school basketball on WSMI.